All right, I'm pretty sure the grappler got this guy on the line.
He was screaming in the background.
Could you have maybe quieted down? We're in this backup studio, and the grappler's in here with us.
Hey, you're on with Jamie, Brian, and Jeff.
Okay, you've heard me before. I thought that was me whispering. I was trying to be quiet, but I'll tone it down for the rest of the show.
Yelling in the background, getting David Shumate on the line, the voice of the Duke Blue Devils. David, thank you for doing this.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sorry about that. Our boy Grappler over here, he's getting excited. It's a Friday afternoon. And
yeah, exactly.
He loves the tournament. He loves the tournament. So how are you guys feeling? I mean, Duke, a one seed. This is, I think, the most anticipated team I can think of in years because of Zion, because of R.J. Barrett. What's the vibe like around the team?
Yeah, I think it's nothing new, right? I mean, all season long they've kind of been followed around like rock stars, but it does feel like it went to another level of what Zion Williamson did down in Charlotte in the ACC tournament. And when you have those two guys, I mean, for my money, the top two picks in the upcoming NBA draft, talking about R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, it's going to bring that sort of attention. And I think everyone is thinking they're going to come tonight and see the show. But, you know, I'm sure you guys will keep track of it this afternoon. Tennessee's in a game. You know, Virginia was down by 14. So, you got to be ready to go this time of year. North Dakota State's no slouch, and I know people laugh and say, oh, it's a 116, Duke should roll, but I think those guys are focused, the practices and shoot-arounds I've been in. So it's championship time here at Duke. I mean, the team's looking for their sixth in program history, and, you know, Zion Williamson, those guys, you know, he didn't come back from an injury just to play a couple games in the ACC tournament, so I think they're locked in.
With all the star power and all the hype, is this where it's kind of Mike Krzyzewski time where he gets these guys? He's been through everything, whether it be coaching USA at the Olympics or all the quality Duke teams he's had. He's basically seen everything. It's kind of time for him to just settle everything down and focus on playing the game.
No, I think you're exactly right. And I think where Mike Krzyzewski has his biggest impact is when, and it's going to happen over the course of hopefully six games on the way to Minneapolis, where things aren't going right or someone does something schematically to you that you haven't seen before, and you can have all the talent in the world, and you forget these guys are essentially high schoolers. A lot of them have reclassified to get here to Duke, and that steady hand of Mike Krzyzewski, who can literally say, look, I've been here before, here's what we need to do, and then it works. I mean, I think back to the ACC tournament when two guys against North Carolina, Antonio Vrankovic and Jordan Goldwire, who really hadn't contributed all season long, come off the bench when there's foul trouble and score. I think that opens up the eyes of the stars on the team of, like, you know, it's not just talk with this guy. He knows what he's doing, and that's the sort of buy-in this whole group has. And I think a lot of that stems from, one, Coach Krzyzewski's success, but his deep roots in international basketball, right? Rowan Barrett, RJ's father, has a ton of respect for Mike Krzyzewski, and that kind of emanates down to RJ and, of course, Zion and his parents as well. So it's a collective thing, but you're right. This time of year, what he can do schematically, whether that's switching to a zone at the appropriate time or tweaking the offense, that's what can take talent and push it over the top and get you to a championship.
With David Shumate, the play-by-play voice of Duke, it's Duke, North Dakota State tonight. You can watch it on TSN, every game up here on TSN. Probably the most famous clip of the year in college basketball was a guy blowing out his shoe, and that would be Zion a couple of weeks ago against Carolina. I'm sure you were calling that game. What was your call like when Williamson, that early into the game, blew out his shoe and then started grabbing his knee?
It was weird. I mean, I remember vividly thinking how strange the scenario has been. The building is juiced. It was actually an odd pregame run-up because Barack Obama was in the building, and in the pregame run-up, there was so much attention on him, literally all the cameras and all the media. No one paid attention when the two teams took the floor because everyone was over taking pictures of the former president in the U.S. So that was kind of odd. And then the start, when he goes down, you see the shoe blow out and he kind of gets over to the bench. And for the first 5-6 minutes of him dealing with that, I don't know if you guys remember, no one really thought about an injury. They just thought it was a matter of going to get another shoe and being ready to go again. And I think the team was a little stunned waiting for him to come back. And then you see him go back to the locker room and you see some of the medical staff come back, but he does not. And you learn at halftime he's out, and put the team in a weird space. Obviously got blown out that night against North Carolina, but it was just a really odd feeling where you go from worried about this huge robbery game to immediately pivoting and worrying about, you know, this young man's future. And I think there was a healthy debate about that for the next few weeks. And he made his decision to come back and play. And now the team, you can see defensively starting to get back in the rhythm they were in right before that North Carolina game.
David, thanks for doing this. When you get back to Durham, grab some Bojangles for me, would you?
Are you a chicken biscuit guy? What's your go-to?
That place, my buddy used to eat there after golf, and I'll tell you what, it's got to be the unhealthiest place on earth, isn't it? Bojangles.
Oh, yeah. But after a big night out, it is the only place you want to go because it helps the carbohydrates and the fat. It helps everything get back in line.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and biscuits, you're never hungover.
Jangles.
Mix in a Gatorade, and you are perfect. You're perfect, sure.
Ready to go right back out.
It's like you've never had a taste of booze in your life.
Exactly.
Enjoy the tournament. Thank you for doing this, David.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. There's David Shoemate, the voice of Duke.